Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for our weekly Capital Chat with the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Culling-Glasscock. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
All right. Today, I thought we might concentrate on the aftermath of the session that was just completed and what effect that might have on the upcoming elections.
That's right, Alan. People are happy and not happy, and we saw a lot of unhappy teachers last week. And the teachers have said they're going to go after a lot of incumbents. A lot of those are Republican incumbents. And I think strategically, the Republicans are trying to work with teachers at the local level while they can still cast some aspersions on the union itself, the Kentucky Education Association, kind of split that up. But what we have to remember, too, is that every lawmaker has teachers as constituents. And in some counties, some of these smaller rural counties, the school district is the largest employer. So we're not talking just teachers, but their family members, people they go to church with and see at Kroger, and members of the community, and other people who work at the schools, in addition to just the teachers.
You know, there's also something that we can't ignore, and that is a rift, really, between the sitting governor and,
right,
and legislators in his own party.
That's right. Late last week, the House issued two resolutions condemning comments that Governor Bevin made against teachers. The governor said when teachers were in Frankfurt protesting that they left children at home vulnerable to abuse and maybe being poisoned or things of that nature, and teachers were outraged, and so were members of his party in the House. Like I say, they issued resolutions condemning that language. Robert Stivers, president of the Senate, actually said that the governor's comments couldn't be defended. So the lawmakers are upset, and this could have some impact on elections as well. Typically, the sitting governor is head of his party and acts as a fundraiser for people, for lawmakers running for office. He campaigns out in the hinterlands with folks. He stumps for candidates. But it might be this time that Republicans may distance themselves from him a little bit.
So that's something that certainly bears watching, and the first primaries are like 5 weeks from now.
That's right. May 22nd are the primaries, and we'll see if any incumbents get ousted at that point and who moves on to November. Another thing that could feed into the elections as well, Alan, is that lawmakers cast votes very carefully in some cases. And I was told by a House member that some of the Republicans who voted against the budget bill and against the pension bill were given the okay by House leadership, so that when these Republicans who voted against the governor, against the party, were, it would be able to go home in their districts and tell the constituents that they worked independently and that they were looking out for the constituents' interests, not the party. But this House member who mentioned it to me said that those were calculated votes in order to provide cover for some members. And that's not new to this party. It's when votes are whipped, that's part of the strategy.
All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for today's Capital Chat. Our guest has been Laura Culling-Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette. And you can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.